Hello, all you beautiful souls, and thank you again for joining me. Today we're going to talk about releasing toxic energies and what it means to be in a toxic relationship or a toxic environment, as well as what does it mean to release and how you could release them. So by definition, toxic is poisonous, a very harmful or unpleasant in a pervasive or insidious way. So this basically means that a toxic relationship or environment is something that is actually harming you. It is hurting you, whether it is obvious or it's on a not so obvious way. Something that you may be feeling slowly and affecting you. So this is basically releasing yourself from people or surroundings or the self. Some of the obvious signs of a toxic environment are obviously, or a toxic relationship, is control, specifically in a partnership relationship or a friendship relationship or even family relationships. These are behaviors that you might notice. So again, controlling, there's no support for each other. So somebody, instead of supporting you and encouraging you, there's a constant putting down or preventing you from moving forward or growing. There's always conflict or competition, trying to one-up you, change, putting you down as they try to put themselves on a higher level. One of the person seeks to undermine the others, basically. There's a lack of respect, and there can even be abuse, emotional or physical abuse, even sometimes sexual abuse, in relationships with which people don't notice or don't realize, because if you're in a relationship, a lot of times people don't understand that this can actually take place. Like I mentioned, this relationship doesn't always have to be romantic. It can be familial, friendships, and even professional at times. So just being aware of the signs of the abuse, any abuse, obviously if there's violence or harassment. The thing about these relationships, and this is obviously on a higher or a deeper level than spiritual, is that they begin very subtle. It's a very subtle energy that creeps up on you. And so basically, one of the signs is persistent unhappiness. So just being unfulfilled, being unhappy, not wanting to come home or to work, or not wanting to be around that person. It just drains you energetically or emotionally to think or to know that you're going to be in that environment. Feelings of anger. Anger is a suppressed emotion, a reaction emotion, and it's a defense mechanism. So feelings of anger, whether it's toward that person or just in general, feeling angry and getting triggered very easily. A sadness, obviously, that can grow into depression, being sad and just overall feeling depressed all the time, or as well as anxiety, feeling anxious, feeling nervous that something is going to happen, even when you don't have anything to worry about specifically, just feeling overwhelmed with that anxiety and heaviness. So those are little signs to look for if you're not sure if you are in a toxic environment or in a relationship. What this does to you, it'll actually shift your mental health. It'll actually shift the person's perspective of their life into what their environment is. So normally they will lose part of their personality, their self-esteem, and it will start slowly, but then it'll creep up where the person will be unrecognizable, even to yourself, friends, relatives. There's a disconnect of relationships as well. The toxic relationships will actually consume you, and you don't have the energy or the will, or maybe you're not allowed to have contact with other relationships in your life, other people in your life. Another sign is constant nervousness. So being nervous all the time is part of that anxiety, just kind of feeling like you did something wrong, or feeling like you're going to be in trouble somehow. What this causes is negative self-talk. You'll begin to have that toxicity towards yourself. You'll have the negative self-talk. As we continue in this environment, it can continue to affect you on deeper issues such as health issues. So obviously stress, but stress can become physical. This lowers your immune system. So then you are more prone to getting sick. This can definitely affect your digestive system. So stomach issues, anxiousness, nausea, stuff happening in your solar plexus. As you know, this center is the emotional center. So whatever is held back or picked up will show up in our stomach or digestive system. A lack of sleep or even unable to rest as you are trying to go through this because your energy is just heavy constantly. Some of the things that you want to do is just rethink your circle. If you're experiencing some of these things or noticing, or you've been, or you know, and you're aware that you're in a toxic environment or relationship, I know that it's easier said than done. Sometimes there's not an easy way out, but it's just kind of bringing awareness to where you're at, rethinking your environment and your circle, and catching those things that are happening so that you may address them if possible. Trying to change the environment of your space, at the physical environment. So like decluttering, clearing your space, moving furniture around, smudging, you know, doing a house cleanse, lighting a candle, doing whatever you need to do to clear some of that energy and that heaviness, can actually uplift some of that toxicity in your environment. Something that's definite that we should all practice, whether we're in a toxic relationship or not, is self-love. Specifically when you are feeling like you're unworthy, when it has affected you to the point where you feel that you are not enough for someone else, definitely practicing self-love. And this can be not necessarily just meditating and affirmations, but doing things that bring you happiness, whether it's going out for a walk at the park, so some type of exercise, walking your dog, changing your diet. It doesn't mean going on a strict diet, just eating healthier in a way that makes you feel good and lighter. Making time for yourself, time to read a book, time to watch a show that you've been wanting to watch, time for you to enjoy yourself, taking baths, long showers, you know, meditation, doing a mindfulness practice for sure. That definitely helps to bring awareness so that you are aware of what you are responsible for and what you are not, and what is yours and what isn't. And we'll go into mindfulness practice on another podcast I'll record. This will help you kind of get an idea of what that means and really easy ways of you to be mindful. So basically, those are just signs. If you do find yourself in a abusive relationship where it's become violent, or you feel really scared or worried, please look for help. Please seek out help. There are many resources available. You can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They're available 24/7. That number is 1-800-799-7233. So if you do need help, please do something to get yourself out of that situation that is dangerous to you and your family. So now, talking about releasing toxic energies and toxic relationships that are not at that extent, is basically removing yourself from the space, so, or from the relationship. So to release means basically to free yourself from carrying that burden. It doesn't always mean that you must cut all ties. So that's the difference between releasing and cutting. Releasing help gives you a sense of freedom. It gives you a sense of power. It's basically returning your choice to do what is right for yourself. Depending on the situation and its effects, of course. I mean, there are relationships or toxic places and environments that you can remove yourself completely, and there are others that you can't. To release means that you are detaching. So releasing allows and enables you to escape from a confinement, whether it's energy or space. It's basically setting yourself free. It allows for movement. It allows for growth. It allows you to act or flow freely. So basically, again, regaining your space and your desires to live the life that you want. Releasing a toxic person or a relationship can be very difficult and even painful, because sometimes there's a mixture of feelings. There is love, there's attachment, but then it's also, what is it doing, what is it serving, and how much is it harming me? But you must look at the outcome of the release. Will it outweigh the present pain that you're experiencing? How is this holding you back? You know, how is it preventing your growth? Is it preventing your growth spiritually, emotionally, physically, professionally? You know, it's just kind of looking at those things And at the same time, are you preventing this other person from growing by staying there? Another question that I get is, can you release a family member and how do you do this? So yes, you can definitely release family members, and I'll go over really easy, simple ways to accomplish this. So basically what you want to do is you want to start again by acknowledging what is the situation that you have to release. One of the things that you need to do is basically start pulling yourself back. And so again, I know there's environments where you can't necessarily just walk out and leave, but it's regaining yourself. Now, if you release a toxic relationship, the relationship doesn't always end. You can actually stay, and if the person chooses to grow or change energetically with you, it can definitely happen. But as long as you keep giving up your power and giving up your energy back to them, they're going to take it. So it's almost like rebalancing the scale, pulling back, setting boundaries is very important, and honoring yourself. If there is something that you feel that you do not want to do, that you are doing or feeling pressured to do or act a certain way or be a certain way, those are the things that you need to change. And you can start with small things. You can start by regaining, again, your independence and your freedom, regaining your power in that sense. If it is someone outside your house, like a friendship or a family member, then you can decide how much time you give to this person or to this relationship. You know, if they constantly call you and drain you to complain or to dump on you, then you can choose to not answer the phone and not feel guilty about it, because your sanity matters as well. So you can definitely choose how much time you allow yourself to be accessible to the person. Do you go over or allow them to visit you? Setting boundaries on that as well, you know, limiting time around that people. How much can you handle? How much is it worth handling? And then also pulling yourself back and realizing when you are being attacked energetically, when it has nothing to do with you and it has everything to do with them. So definitely being aware of those situations. So as far as if you've already released yourself physically from the situation, but you still feel that bind or that cord attachment, one of the things that you can do is do a simple meditation, or even just some affirmations of reclaiming your energy, where you will actually say, I release this person, or I release you, with love and gratitude, and thank you for all that has served between us, but it is now time to move on and let you go, and I release myself from you. This is something that's very important that not many people know or teach. And when we release something, we also have to reclaim our power and our cord back, because the cord has two ends. So when you have to pull it back towards you, you are taking that. If you just release, the other person still has your end and they can actually tap into it or pull on it and pull your energy. And that's why sometimes you just randomly will feel these energies and feel like, what's going on? Why can't I move on? Because they are still holding on to that other end. And so part of releasing yourself and releasing them from you is so you can both move freely and move forward for everyone's highest and best. So that's a simple affirmation that you can do. You can also do this in the shower, visualizing the water coming down as a ray of light, washing and cleansing all cords. If it's somebody very specific, then you can think about that specific person or event. This can be a little emotional and painful, but basically what you do is you talk to that person. You will say, if this is a parent, you know, if this is a sibling or somebody, or even an ex relationship or something like that, or even a current relationship that you feel you don't have the power to walk out of, releasing the cord before you can do that will actually help you make that decision. It'll desensitize you to that energy and that control so that you can move forward from it, so that you can regain your power and actually start making the steps to getting yourself out of that situation. So again, in the shower, you're going to think about this person. And if you are able to, you can do this out loud while in the shower. So what you're going to say is you're going to think of this ex person, and you're going to say, thank you for all the good and bad things. And the only thing about this, it, everything has to be done with gratitude, even if it's bad things. So thank you for showing me the type of person that you are. Thank you for showing me that I deserve better. Thank you for the good times. Thank you for showing me that I deserve to be loved in a different way. Thank you for showing me that I deserve respect. Thank you for showing me that I matter. You know, anything around those lines that you want to address and say. And then, of course, thank them for the good things, because obviously there must have been some good things that brought you into that situation. So once you do this, and once you feel that you're done saying all the things that you can say, now you can do this more than one time with the same person. So if you feel like you didn't get it all out, then you can go back and do it again. So basically what you will do is you will go in and say that and thank you, and then you will actually, when you feel done, you'll say, but now I release you with love and gratitude, and I release myself from you so we can both move forward in our life. Or I release you and I release myself from you with love and gratitude so we can move towards our highest and best, or anything along those lines. But it's important to release and reclaim. Or I release your energy and I reclaim my power so that we may both move forward towards a better life. So something along those lines. And you can actually adjust this to what fits for you. And stay in the shower for a little bit. You're going to let the water cleanse you. You're going to kind of continue to feel that. Again, this can be emotional, so you can allow yourself to just feel that emotion. Once you're ready, you step out of the shower. And if possible, you'll cleanse yourself if you have something to smudge with. So usually Palo Santo, rosemary, or sage, or any type of incense or something that you have to smudge your energy. Doing this will show you a sense of light, feeling lighter. You can also do this at bedtime when you're laying down. If it's specifically with parents, you will visualize a cord through your navel, and you will actually kind of do the same thing. You'll say, thank you for the good and the bad, but I release myself from your power, your control, your energy, whatever it is that's holding you back. And I release myself from you with love and gratitude so we can both move forward and have a better relationship, whatever that might be, whether it's salvaging the relationship or ending the relationship. And with ascension, that happens quite a bit. So just kind of being aware of those energies, but trying these exercises to free yourself, like I said, cleanse and declutter your space if possible. Changing your attachment to the person, allowing yourself to pull back your energy, to pull back your responses. And again, maybe trying to get some healing done for both of you will definitely help. But this will definitely give you a sense of freedom, empowerment back. I hope this helps you. I hope this answers some questions on how to cleanse your space and release yourself from toxic environments and toxic relationships. Again, if you do need help, please look for a resource. There's many resources around you. That number again to the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Many blessings to you, and I will